On Panthers Radio, in association with Zynomics, joined by the head coach Corey Nielsen on the way back from Fife after a superb 4-1 win. What was the best parts of the win tonight, Corey?
We were fantastic in the neutral zone today. It's been something that we've been talking about for a little while, just disrupting teams, having a good F3 in the offensive zone that could kind of cut the ice in half and obviously just funnel them into bad areas with back pressure. And tonight I thought, you know, we did that really well. Our back pressure just continuously just hunted, and our D were able to hold the defensive blue line, and we got pucks back. And then the same thing offensively. We controlled the neutral zone as well. We moved the puck pretty vertical. We got the puck deep, and we did our thing. I thought it was really good.
Corey, obviously, you know, when you arrived, you knew you probably had to do some work defensively as well with the team. But has tonight's performance shown you evidence that's going in the right direction? Very much so as well, too.
It is. It piggybacks off our back pressure throughout the neutral zone. We force teams to dump pucks instead of allowing them to just purely carry it into our zone. And they're always under constant pressure from, you know, in front of them and behind them. So it's a real, you know, 360-degree defense that they kind of have to be aware about. You know, it's starting to become a little bit more predictable with our forwards, especially, and our defensemen just trying to end plays as quickly as they can. And we saw today the exits, especially from the defensive zone, were much better. We were making good, clean, predictable passes. Our passing execution was much better. And when we're doing that very well, teams end up with bad spacing. We get the puck back and we go on offense with numbers.
Just finally, obviously Fife again tomorrow. You get to get home and get a bit of sleep. They'll obviously probably travel in the morning, I assume. But how much can the fans play their part? You know, the building wasn't full by any means on Thursday, but it was very noisy. How much can the fans play a part tomorrow in that home game?
Yeah, energy in a back-to-back is so crucially important, and fans can play a big role. So it's our job to, you know, play show them the passion and the energy that we can bring. But at times, you know, it's, you know, 60 minutes, 120 minutes, the energy things can, your systems can kind of drop a little bit. And, you know, it's good that, you know, both the players and the fans, you know, take an active role in creating injury and energy in the arena. And that's when it becomes really fun. So, you know, I'm anticipating the guys. You know, they're getting a good meal now, some fluids back in their bodies, and obviously we have a pretty decent bus, so we'll get back and have a little bit of rest, and then hopefully try and replicate this whole thing tomorrow.
Okay, Corey, well done tonight, and see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Chris. You have a good night as well.